Let's get started. Alright, last time on The Curse of Strahd. In the attic of the house, you met Elizabeth and Gustav's two children, Rose and Thorn. They tell the story of how they were locked away after the arrival of Clara's baby, and how strange people were visiting the house. Although you did not let them possess you so they could explore the house with you, you promised to bury their bones outside. After discovering a hidden stairway into the basement, you battle undead creatures as chanting of "He is ancient, he is the land," repeat over and over, until you are led to a sacrificial chamber. There, Sir Horus reveals that he was part of the Death House cult and attempts to sacrifice Romaya to the beast. But
She deserved
instead, she did not take that back. But instead, he himself was devoured. Elizabeth's amber shard drops into the shallow water, and the beast attacks. So, Ramaya is on the dais. Vio, you're in the corner right now because Bun is sleeping or something.
we don't
But
actually know where Bun is, but
you're
40
injured.
minutes ago, 40 minutes before we were supposed to start, for those at home, he said he'd be here, and then he's
Gonna say no
disappeared.
fall asleep.
We hope he's okay.
So this mound of flesh and bones and mouths awakens from its slumber as it's chomping down on Sir Horus. Its tentacles kind of recede back into itself. And seeing that we're slightly short-numbered, Deez the squirrel is suddenly empowered by sidekick energy, and he
Heck
appears the
yeah.
size of a wolf in front of Grood.
Yeah.
Let's roll initiative.
I think
Yeah,
it's a
but he's a
squirrel the
squirrel,
size of
so
a wolf.
he's just gonna climb up one of the pillars and hide on the other side. Yeah.
He's just gonna take a skull and hide it in a hidey hole.
D's not now, man.
So Ramaya got a 15.16. Oh, it got added. Cool.
And if you're not familiar, I'm just using the sidekick rules for a player. He's basically a warrior. He can
Remember
use a
the
reaction to cause disadvantage to someone next to him within 5 feet of the
And for
target.
those at home, Jess couldn't make it today because she's sick, and because I don't have a character, I'm going to go ahead and
Oh
play
yes.
Ramaya. So anything I say is canon.
Just like when Kevin played Valerie in Strixhaven. Yeah,
Well,
like
that makes me
normally if
feel
so many
better.
people were
That's
missing,
cool.
we would postpone, but this is actually a makeup day because we're not able to play on our normal day next week, so.
Minerva, you've gotta join in the combat.
I did roll, but I'm having trouble, so I'm just gonna try and fix it right now. So then it'll show up for mom, but it was a 9,
Is it
and then
nine?
I'm gonna
Okay.
see if I can fix it.
Yeah, we can at least see things on the campaign thing on D&D Beyond. D&D Beyond.
Is gonna be first, but the crystal shard is basically in the water right next to the dais, next to Romaya. The amber shard, sorry.
I'm gonna put a little beak. There you
Thank
go.
you. You would do well to remember what you learned in the house. Say that much.
I wasn't paying attention because I knew I was gonna die.
Right, Groot, you're up first.
All right. So I'm pretty sure in that house, it said that if we feed the monster, was it the shard that we feed him?
Well, if you have all the notes in the journal, you want to take a moment.
I certainly do.
Oh, they're all black text. I have dark mode on and I can't read it until I highlight it.
Beneath the dwelling lurks a beast who hungers a bloody feast. He sleeps until midnight chime, then wakes and feeds his dark design. If mortals seek to flee their doom, then bring towards his secret room a gift to soothe and savage mood. But mind the servants and his brood. Oh!
Also, to remind you about astral form.
Yes, yeah, I was kind of like saving that one for such an occasion.
Yeah. So this one you probably want the form of the archer.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be a healing.
No.
Which might be good. Which might be good also.
Yeah, I'm gonna try out the archer one.
What is the actions?
Oh, that's actually a bonus attack?
Yeah, so as a bonus action, you can basically make a use a spell attack and cause 1d8 plus your wisdom modifier.
Okay, well, I'm gonna... So, Rude's gonna go get that glowing shard, first off.
Okay. You see you see a finger of Sir Horus. It's like, you see Sir Horus's hand is still, like, clutching the shard.
Whoa, like... Well, actually, because he wants to eat meat, so I'm just gonna be like, I think it has to eat this! I think...
You're not going to just feed that thing, are you?
I have to agree with Ramiya. What do you mean?
Remember that, like, wild poem on the wall that said we had to feed it or else it'll feel good? Like,
oh!
Well, it just got fed, remember that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's through the... Okay, so as a, like, person, I'm like, oh, but, like, maybe you have to give it this, and then... So I can be wrong with this entirely. Or, like, potentially... Do you think this protects us from it? Like, what... This seems special, but I don't know how. And then, so I'm gonna go into like, I'm gonna try my starry form and do an archer attack.
Okay.
I don't see where I click that.
Well, it used bonus action to activate it, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And then
so you go into archer form, and How do you think your celestial form looks? Is it like something appears beside you? Do you yourself kind of change?
It's kind of, I'd say, more like a translucent armor around me that kind of, it's like a bit bigger than I am.
Okay.
And so
it's almost like armor made of, or like your robes turn like to a robe of stars.
Yeah, and then like potentially like it's outside of myself, like a larger figure. Like, I'm just inside of... Not necessarily, like, a Gundam that's too big, but,
okay,
like...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's like, a person with a bow, like, occupying, like, the same space as you.
Yeah, like kind of right over top of me.
Yeah. But that was your bonus action. You still have a normal action. And that does use a wild shape form.
Okay, that's where... I was like, where is the...
Yeah, it's your... It's your wild shape.
Okay, and then I'm gonna hit with... I'm gonna try shooting that art.
Okay, so you use a bonus action to do that, but you used your bonus action to
turn so I can't attack. Form. I get it now. Mm-hmm. No, because wild shape is a bonus action. So then wouldn't the bonus action be the attack?
As a bonus action, you can spend a use of your wild shape to take a starry
form. Oh, I see.
Yep.
I see now.
So now you can still do your normal attack.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're changing it next time where wild shape can be used on a just normal action. But we're not doing that.
All right. Well, I'm going to use guiding bolt then.
Okay.
On this thing. Let's see. I'm just going to. Oh, do I have the star shapes on the... No, I just have animals right now. I was wondering on the icon if I had a thing.
Oh no, I don't have anything special yet. Maybe I'll do something. Is that
12?
12? Yeah. That does not hit.
No!
Unfortunately.
That was bad.
Right. You want to move anywhere? This is kind of knee-deep in water, so you can move around. Move around freely.
I think I'll just hide behind Romeo. Well, maybe I think it'll be more like the altar is where I'm hiding behind.
All
right. You're taller than me. It's not going to work.
No, whatever. Like, that thing's big.
Big 8 foot tall. We're trying to hide behind a 5 foot tiefling.
Yeah.
All right. Marquez, Romeo.
Romaya is going to do what she is very good at, which is fly and stay out of the sludge and just get far away from this thing. Yeah, keep that gross thing away from me.
It's about 20 foot.
I assume that's what
20 or 30 foot tall thing.
Then I'm just going to go ahead and use a magic missile straight up on it. Oop. 5, 4, and 3. So a total of 12 force damage. I've used one spell slot because I can't do anything else with the sorcery points. I'm going to use a bonus action to turn the two of them into another spell slot.
Right. The when you start hits, just bits of flesh fall into the water, like this bloody flesh just muddies it, and he lets out this scream like,
I think that worked a little bit.
This worked, dude.
These will heroically charge towards the flesh mound and do a bite attack. Roll a 10. Which is not enough.
Didn't have anything to bite onto.
That skin was already falling off.
Minerva.
Minerva's gonna go over and so I need to be. So I'm looking at Tasha's Caustic Brew, and I just need 30 feet. It can go up to 30 feet away, so how far away am I? Oh, okay, I can throw it from here. If anything, I should get further away.
This room is about 30 feet.
Yeah, so I'm... Minerva's gonna move... Where's Grood? Grood's over here.
Yeah.
She's gonna move beside Grood and whip open the little potion bottle she has in her belt and be like, oh, I'm not touching that thing here, and then whip a bunch of the, like, pop it open and sprays a bunch of the Tasha's Caustic Brew in that direction.
Alright.
14. Oh, no, sorry, wrong one.
Was that a dexterity?
Sure. Yeah, it's a save on your end. It's a dex save of 13.
Rolls a natural 1.
It hits! Acid damage of 5.
And isn't he covered? Covered in acid?
Yeah, so it... So it's now covered in acid until... so I have concentration up to a minute.
Okay.
And it takes 2d4 acid damage at the start of each of its turns.
Oh, nice. Yeah, like part of the fleshy bits starts to like burn away, revealing like this like yellowish skull and bones underneath it. He just starts wailing in pain more.
Minerva yells out to everyone, "That was my last one, so we can't do that again." That's the end of my turn.
Thanks. The maw will open one of its many mouths and attempt to engulf D's. D's nuts.
Oh no, D's!
He's make a
no
constitution saving throw.
Please, D's.
Brave swallow D's.
Well, 17. Like...
That's good.
Yeah, that's hitting. He was my only true friend.
What were we?
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, no, wait.
No, I believe that she's right about that.
Hold on, let's make sure here. Okay, I'm sorry. He can't do that. He's gonna slam. He's gonna take one of the slushy tentacles and slam D's.
Wow.
Slam D's nuts.
Man.
Pulls a 24.
Is he just dead?
For 6 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
He's got sidekick.
Yeah, health. He has 16 hit points now since he's a sidekick.
I can actually see how much health he's got because I'm out of control.
I think you all might.
Ooh, look, I can do that.
But please don't. I don't like when people do that.
You're fine.
Right, he is grappled by this tentacle. And you notice that this flesh mound seems to be a little lethargic after just waking up. He's a little sleepy.
Oh, damn, he's only going to get harder. I don't know.
Right,
you look sleepy, y'all.
How can you tell? It's not... just, it's hideous. I don't want to touch it.
Right, Groot, your turn.
Alright. Everyone is kicking some serious butt. I'm gonna... try it again. Oh, actually, no, I'm gonna use, I'm gonna try Guiding Bolt again.
Okay.
I have two of them. One's like
one's a free one you can do from your because of your of your subclass.
Okay, I'm gonna do that one. I just don't know which one that
is. It should. Let me look at your sheet.
One will say cast and one will say use.
It says one U.
One U?
Yeah.
That sounds like one use.
That's one use or something like that. The button usually either says cast or use.
Yeah, because of your subclass, you have basically Guiding Bolts as like a free action you can probably do like once a... One use.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Oh my gosh! Casts
a spell slot.
What a waste of time. Anyway, so I'm gonna go do my bonus action of the Starform Archer ranged attack.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Am I just shooting into the water?
Yeah, it's like everything's just coming up short.
Yeah, I'm touching all the gross stuff, and it's distracting
just
you.
Just throw me off my vibe!
It's gonna be like the other time where only magic missile hits these things. Alright, Ramiya.
Yes. Brood Deer, please get out of the dirty water that's probably full of germs. And I'm gonna go ahead and just magic missile again, because why not? 5, 3, 5! 13! Net gain over last one.
3.
Yeah, one spell slot left.
5, even more bits of flesh start coming off this thing. Like, you don't know how this thing is staying together.
Do it like that! Like that!
Like I'm trying! Okay.
D's will try to escape. Do a... Since he's a sidekick, like, I'll let you decide what you want him to do, actually. So, what should he do?
I think, like, at this, because he did get hit a decent amount. Like...
Yeah, I'd say he doesn't want to be grappled by this thing.
Yeah, he wants to get out for sure.
Yeah, since I told you he has a thing called Engulf.
Yeah. Yeah, he could. It's probably just pulling him towards one of the teeth, and he's like, nope, 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 yep. nope, nope.
Yeah, yeah. So just trying to weasel his way out. So whatever it is, yeah. that just
doesn't say what eating, to, like, throws. What to do to escape. I guess it's strength. So D's will attempt to escape with the 20 mighty D's.
My squirrel's better than me.
Escape from the from the tentacles grip. That is an action. Right. Minerva.
Minerva's also gonna yell at Grood.
Oh wait, like, when does the acid happen? During his turn or your turn?
His turn, so it's not until next turn. Where it like goes next.
Okay.
So Minerva's gonna be like, oh, well, at least it's falling apart. Here, let's see if I can shoot through the last bits holding it together. And she's going to ready her crossbow and give it a shot. 15
for 15. Does hit.
For 8 piercing.
Piercing, yeah, right.
Not bad. Do I have to roll for concentration?
No, that's only because you didn't
get when you take damage.
Okay, yeah. I was just wondering if it was if I did an action spell.
Nope, as long as a spell doesn't undo its concentration, like it also has concentration, you keep on concentrating on it. You're just thinking really hard about this acid burning this guy.
Magic science!
Alright, so does he roll a con save?
So yes. So, do... Sorry, can you repeat that?
What
does he have to do under the...
What do I roll to see if I take acid damage?
I think it's you just roll 2d4 for acid damage. You can't do anything
covered
about
in
it.
Acid until the spell's duration or until a creature uses his action to scrape or wash the acid off.
Okay.
It just takes the 2d4 acid damage until it is clean, which is up to a minute.
Right, that makes sense. He is in the water. That's fine. all right, go ahead and roll damage.
I get to roll that? Nice. So I just... That?
All right. 7? Ooh, good roll. Good roll.
Even more of the flesh kind of melts away from this thing, but like... Instead of like disintegrating away or something, it starts to form like it's almost like flayed out at this point, and you see this grotesque rib cage and toothy maw with like rotting flesh, like connecting all the like a sinew connecting all the bones. It's barely staying together, but. Now enters.
Oh no!
Oh, it's got more forms!
Oh, I should have made a multi-sided token.
Now, is that the start of his turn or the end of his turn?
So it's just on the start of the turn, so then he still has action.
Okay, so he was. Okay, yeah. So he. Phase two! But he doesn't get an action since that happened at the very start of his turn. Right, Groot.
Good.
Wait, he doesn't get an action?
Well, he died at the start of his turn, that phase.
And so he's come back? Okay, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you, but...
So, I know like phases aren't a common thing in D&D, but when this creature enters phase, gets 0 hit points, he goes to the next phase, and since he took damage at the very start of his turn that killed him, 0 hit points, he goes to the next phase.
Right. But he's still the same monster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's phase 2, but he's the same monster.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, they do make sense.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Groot's casting Fairy Fire. Because I need all the help I can get.
You know, you're right, Mark.
Sorry, Groot. I just killed you.
No!
Right, he's going to turn. Is It's actually gonna take a step forward. Slump. Lump.
Liberty slop.
Oh, you're all spread out. This isn't fun.
No, this is good.
Like, we know how to play D&D.
But he's going to, he's just like, and he just vomits all of this gore and, like, bile from his insides. And he's going to do a gore spray at Minerva. Theo's not really there. He's cowering.
He ran back out the door.
Minerva, don't worry, Theo. I'll block it. Yeah.
I want you to make a dexterity saving throw, Minerva.
Whee. Nope. 10.
10, all right. You take... take 9 necrotic damage as you're just covered with this gore and you are blinded. As it's in your eyes, got between your glasses, and give me a constitution saving throw.
Yes. And I need... I'm just going to double check.
You need at least a 10, so the acid disintegrates.
Yeah. No! My glasses! I can't see without my glasses!
Guess I should have been
my glasses! Huh? I can't be seen without my glasses!
Alright. And I'm just gonna quickly put in the 9 damage. Whoa. I'm just over... Or like, just... Sorry. I am just under half of my health.
Okay. A bard will help you... Oh. If you want me to put you down quick, dear, just let me know.
Alright, Groot, your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to do Fairy Fire. I did roll it already.
Just real quick, everyone give me a perception roll.
Blind Minerva. I feel like I get negatives.
Blind Minerva, since your sight is... gone, your hearing is enhanced. you hear a baby's cry emanating from this creature now that its insides are exposed.
Is baby in that thing? Can't you hear it? Is it the baby? Is it the baby?
Now what? That you know what to listen for, you all hear it. It's like a baby's
cry.
Hear
it. Oh. There it is.
Is this... the car's baby? Whoa. Or is the car's baby inside of it? I don't know. It sounds like it's a different sound than the monster itself.
It's like that, like you hear the monster's roars, but then you hear like a separate voice inside of it. Like he's being possessed. Yeah. But Groot, your turn.
Yes, I did Fairy Fire. Does that work?
Okay, have to roll a dex.
Yeah, dex, yeah. If it's 13 or over, you win.
Right. Yes!
Fleshbound fails, but D's. Because it does hit allies. Can't really angle it where it won't hit them. Rolls a 14.
Alright, cool.
So the flesh mound is now neon pink.
So I'm going to try again my archer attack.
Hit.
Oh my god.
Advantage.
Do we get advantage?
Yeah.
Finally! Okay. Yeah. 10 radiant damage, whatever. Gosh darn it.
So these big muscly arms come out from Groot, like these starry arms come out from Groot. He has a little Cupid arrow, I imagine. It's like, bink!
Yeah.
That's 10 radiant. And this time, instead of like the monster roar, you hear the child just let out a cry of like, you know, like a baby cry.
Yeah, Groot feels really bad now. Oh my god, this is
also at this point, like Sir Horse's body like flops out. He's half digested and does the anaconda thing where he like winks.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so bad. Should we be shooting this? I feel like we maybe do. We have to kill it to end it.
Demon from probably the nine hells. It doesn't matter how old it is. Kill it.
That's the end of my turn.
Why?
Ramiya's gonna save her last magic missile because now she's got an advantage with the chill touch, and she's gonna attempt to chill touch it with advantage. 15 or 15. Don't take the first damage is what I'll usually do.
Right. 7 hit. Damage.
7 necrotic, and she's gonna run down here. She was thinking, "Huh, what was there something that we needed to bring to the room?" That'll be her turn.
It's D's.
Go for a bite attack. That's what that guy.
That's all he has.
Yeah.
Bite attack is
stage two. Less.
Oh. D's turns into a were squirrel.
Yeah.
Takes 6 piercing. It attempts to knock this flesh creature prone.
Is it immune to prone? Some things are immune to prone.
I did check that.
Kind of a malus. Yeah.
Well, it's weird because he's just like a ball of flesh. You think he would be, but
yeah.
Well,
he's reskinned as it's another monster, but it's reskinned.
No, this is his own unique monster.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I feel like there is no right way up with this creature.
Yeah, in Reloaded, they do a lot of custom monsters.
Okay.
But also some are reskinned.
Yeah.
He is not knocked prone, though. Merva, you are blinded.
I am blinded. So what are the effects of blindness?
Well, you can't see anything. But you know where it is, so you can make an attack at disadvantage.
Okay. And if it's got fairy fire, does that...
Well, you can't see it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, perfect. So I'm going to do a disadvantage attack with my crossbow.
Just aim for the baby's cries, Minerva!
So disturbing, but yes! So she's going to fumble the thing in, so that's first one. Second one. 9. Is for to hit. I don't think that hits, does it?
Oh, sorry, I just noticed when I took away the creature, it took away his initiative, but...
Okay, he was at 1, so... Yeah. Yeah.
Another reason why I didn't do a multi-side token mark is he gains new abilities.
So. That's fair.
Yep.
It should be above Grood. There you go.
So you rolled a 9?
Mm-hmm.
That misses, unfortunately. Goes wide.
Right. Maya shouts out, very good, keep shooting at it, you hit perfectly.
You don't have to lie like that. You're a terrible liar, Ramiya.
I know, I'm sorry.
I don't think that there's much else I can do. I think that'll... Minerva is gonna... I still want to move over to this corner. Just so I'm further away from
it. Well, you... I guess you can feel, so it's no problem. But yeah, you are blinded. But so when you hit a wall, you stop.
Just like smack her face off the wall.
So you bang your head, your knee into the portcullis opener.
It's the only other 5-foot reach, surprisingly.
It's no bugbear.
This is only a 40-foot room, so this is very, very hard for anything to get.
So he's gonna go after Grood, but Deez does get a good bite attack on him.
Nice.
It's fun! Hey!
He's gonna do another core spray.
Dang it.
At Grood and Ramiya. So give me a dexterity saving throw. You there, bud? Did you fall asleep?
Yep. No, I wasn't paying attention to time.
We were taking bets on if you fell asleep, if you were busy making pizza rolls, or if something horrible happened that you were...
We were messaging you, I called you a few times so you hear your phone make noises. All right, so
it's okay. We killed your character. It's fine. No,
you're not part of this battle. Okay, so Romaya and Groot, give me a dexterity saving throw. As this thing vomits.
Go.
Vomits on you.
Dex save. Boop. 18.
Yay! At least I can get away, hopefully.
Okay. You do take a little bit of it, though. Though not much. You'll take one product damage.
Yeah!
is it round up or round down?
Round down. Everything
rounds
down.
So is this a...
Yeah. I'm going to track all this manually because I don't have control over her thing, but I'm writing everything down that I'm using.
You can change it on roll 20, too.
Yeah, I can change it on roll 20.
Right, Groot.
Okay, so I'm going to try one more time. I think I actually have to... Do I have to get away from it to...
So, all ranged attacks are disadvantaged when you're within 5 feet.
But, and that leaves me up to be a 10.
But it has fairy fire, which will offset that. Oh, and so, probably also true, concentration save.
But like as a person that struggles to hit it, usually.
Oh yeah, Groot, give me a concentration saving throw. Because one damage is still damage.
Yeah. Sorry, it's the DM in me.
Okay. I forgot to put a marker. I keep forgetting fairy fire is concentration.
Yeah.
13. Right,
you're good. Yep. So if you do a spell attack, it'll be a normal attack. It won't be an advantage.
I want to try Guiding Bolt again, because if I hit it, it should be okay. Oh. Yeah, I'm actually going to step away.
Well, don't do that. Well, you can, but it'll probably hit you.
Okay, well, I'm just going to do Guiding Bolt.
Well, okay. It might be worth it.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if I get, like, even a knocked, like, quite decently, but I can do a lot of damage to it, yeah. I'm taking that risk. So okay,
gonna,
I move away from a Joey.
It's going to do a tentacle attack. What was it, 22? Or 8 bludgeoning. Give me a strength saving throw.
Oh, that hurts.
Only 11.
Right, unfortunately, as you try to run away, it like knocks the feed from under you and you are prone.
No!
So not much has changed from when you started. You can still attack at normal.
Okay.
If I may, and this is the tactical player in me, she could still stand up and then move freely.
Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
So okay, I will do that if it's A-okay. So just get back here. And then bonus attack.
So just to get the math right, you used 5 feet before you were hit, got knocked prone, you use half your speed worth of movement to stand up, so that's probably 15. So you have another 10 feet of movement you should be able to do.
Okay. That's where I want to go. And then I just used, because that, like, I used my action to do that, correct?
Climbing up this thing is going to be...
Fine, then I'm right here.
It's going to be, it's like climbing a little wall, so yeah, you can only go right there.
Okay, and then... And then I can still use my bonus action of the starry form.
You haven't attacked yet, so you can...
Okay, I can use... So I'm going to do it. I'm going to use my Guiding Bolt. For the love of all, just friggin' hit. 16!
Yeah!
That hits, yeah.
17 damage! Take that, you piece of garbage.
Okay, where do you aim in... At the,
so
at the
I'm creature. Aiming like right at the largest of the mouths in here that
so
I
like
see.
So like the big exploded rib cage that's kind of
yeah,
formed.
The rib cage that is just kind of more teeth.
Yep.
And like
it's like
have
a rib
like
cage of teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So going there like oh, come on, fires it in there.
Yeah, and it just starts to burn away the remaining decayed flesh. Until like this thing is just basically bones, and it's just wailing and screaming, and you just catch a glimpse of what looks like the form of like a baby inside it, but like it's grotesque and misshapen and has like razor sharp teeth, and it just kind of burns away as the flesh mound melts.
Oh, can I add to that? Of like, as it shoots, each of like the starry bits around the arrow, like it kind of like explodes like little firecrackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at this point, Vio runs in.
Where have I been?
we were pretending you fainted in the corner.
Or catatonic.
Yeah.
They're a very sensitive musician.
He probably just noped out of there, I guess.
Oh, he's going to be great in this adventure.
Minerva's currently facing a wall.
Just leave! Oh, he's facing the corner, so it's basically Blair Witch.
Okay. All down here. Yeah, I found a slightly nicer map, so I decided to use that one for the battle.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, what do you do next?
It's gotta be one of you three. I'm not a player.
Oh, goody.
Yep. Yeah, one thing that I kind of noticed the past few games, like, Mark kind of took the lead on RP. Like, I want you guys to, don't be afraid to step up and do things.
No, I think I was just swearing at myself for not hitting anything.
Oh, that was something.
Is Minerva still blinded?
It wore it off after a moment.
Okay.
Just there wiping my glasses and getting all the gore off them. Ugh, disgusting! I'm gonna have to get a whole new kit to clean things because I've got all my clean kits dirty cleaning my things! Is there a corpse or something we can inspect?
Not much, it's kind of melted away.
Even the more baby-looking thing?
Yep.
Part of it?
Is there any of Sir Horace left?
Not anything alive. Sorry,
any
Mark, your
salvageable
gone.
Equipment, I should say.
Now you can take him. You can take his armor if you want.
Do any of our characters, like, are they that type of people? I don't think Groot cares.
I don't think Minerva could use an. What has he got?
I will say that if looking at the dead body before you inspect it, like his body has just been like partially digested. All the cloth and whatnot is the clothing on him is just sort of like ripped in pieces. The armor looks like it was polished 3 minutes ago.
Oh, does he have armor of gleaming?
Yeah.
The armor remains undigested.
This just looks weird now that we're looking at it.
As you're investigating the body, an apparition appears over the dais. A guttural moan ripples through the air, and a terrifying apparition manifests before you. The spirit of Elizabeth Durst, her once beautiful features now grotesquely distorted. Her luscious hair is a wild, disheveled mess, her skin a deathly pallor, and her lips peeling back to reveal sharp yellow teeth. An amber shard glows ominously on a cord around her spectral neck, a shallowed wisp swirling within its depths. The spirit levitates high above the floor, sunken eyes blazing with malice, and mouth twisted into a snarl. You may have evaded Walter, it rasped, but I will tear this house apart before I let you escape. It throws its head back and lets loose a blood-curdling scream that reverberates across the stone walls. and sets the very foundations of the house trembling. Far above, the grandfather clock begins to chime, the sound mounting into a thunderous cacophony. Dust and debris rain down as the floor shakes beneath you. The wooden cross beams of the ceiling starting to splinter and crack. Elizabeth's spirit fixes you with a feral grin, and then dissipates into thin air, leaving only echoes of its spiteful laughter as the house rumbles, shifts, and groans.
Grud still has the bag of bones, doesn't he?
I have the kids.
Okay, good. Minerva's gonna keep lookout for that amber piece that was in the water, and is going to make sure that she has it before we get out of there. I think it's about time we try to escape before everything comes down on us.
I like that idea.
I concur. I will say that on the body of
Make sure to get your character stuff.
Sir Horace. Yeah, so the thing on Sir Horace, the only things that would be probably surviving of note would be his shield, his armor of gleaming, which is chainmail, will probably take you 10 minutes to take off, and a potion of healing. I wouldn't want to just grab that and then just have that dead. So that's up to Joey if any of that really survives. And maybe a necklace of interlinked symbols of a dozen deities.
If the potion of healing's there, or if not, Minerva's going to look at his body and be like...
You can quickly grab the potion of healing, but nearly it's like the house is coming down.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Comically run past the door and then back in.
Yeah, not through the broken one.
Minerva's gonna...
Grud picked up the, if Grud didn't pick it up, Minerva definitely picked up the shard, right?
Oh, Grud, yeah, eventually got the shard.
Grud got the shard.
Go. Go.
When you're into the, Rel Quarry, you see another apparition appear.
What? This time?
An ethereal apparition appears before you, obscuring the stairs, a ghost of a man. He is a gaunt and pale figure, with sunken, haunted eyes and trembling hands, wearing once fine clothing now tattered with age. Turn on the volume a little bit. Please, the spirit says, tears beating in the corner of his eyes. You have to stay here and die. She won't accept anything else.
Bro, no, that's like not our problem. We gotta get out of here.
I believe the condition was one must die and one has died.
Oh, there it is.
So it's like, it's pretty scary, but it's of a middle-aged man. You recognize this as Gustav.
Looks exactly like a middle-aged man.
with all of his skin.
But dude, we got it. No, like, seriously, we can't do that. You can't expect us to do that. That's just not cool. Do we have to fight it? Can I run through it?
When you try to go past it, like, you see debris and stuff raised from the ground and begin to, like, circle around him like it's orbiting him. He says, please, stay here and die like you're supposed to. Make me fight you.
Okay, we're fighting. Do I have to roll initiative?
Well, do you want to attack him or do you want to convince him?
Is anyone here a lot more convincing than I am?
Vermeil will step up and say, one has died! It did not say everyone, it said one! Now move out of the way!
She's got a point.
Give me a, charisma. A persuasion check. You do so with advantage since two of you are doing it.
Yeah, this is gonna go really well.
Oh, nice.
23. Yeah, she's got a plus 6 on that.
I have a negative 1, so.
You did say not cool. So Ramai, yeah. What do you say to Gustav?
I said that one must die was the condition, and we have set aside that condition. You can go check for yourself that Snake Sir Horus is dead. Now kindly move.
What about the creature?
Also dead. So that's two. That's one more than you. That's 200%. Oh.
He goes, my baby boy.
Honestly, it's he's probably joined you now.
Suppose I should thank you. He died years and years ago. That thing in there was not my son. And he steps aside. He goes, thank you for freeing us. But I do not know if you like what you find outside. And he disappears into the wall.
Probably better.
Probably better than this. Let's go.
Running. Minerva yells at Romaya. That could have gone two different ways. I'm glad it went that way. And then
the DC 20 check.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, get crude. Get it. Come on, everybody. Is anybody in the way?
We're going to do a little bit of theater of the mind here, but
that's fine.
So I'm not going to make you go through the whole house. Sorry, this music's kind of loud. But it, the wall shake more and more debris. Like, you can narrowly avoid it. Everyone give me a dexterity check as you, when you climb the walls, or climb the stairs to the upper level to avoid falling debris.
Oh dear.
Theo, you're so good at this.
My horns get in the way.
Who rolled below a 10?
Just Groot.
Groot, okay.
I'm a big guy!
Right, not much. Groot, you take... Oh, sorry, I rolled 8d4. You take 2 bludgeoning damage as when you get up the stairs, like, you just get a rock right in the noggin. Like, bonk. You hear a voice echo throughout the chamber. Like the chanting starts again. He is ancient. He is the land. He is ancient. He is the land.
Oh my gosh! This is so just not cool.
And like,
where is it coming from?
As you're like running through the you're about to find out when you're running through the twisted corridors of the catacombs, like these shadows, these are remnants of the cult, kind of just appear on the side, still like ghostly, not hurting you, but they just keep chanting, he is ancient, he is the land, he is ancient, he is the land. But in front of you, you see the two ghost children, Rose and Thorn, kind of like pointing down a hallway. They go, this way, over here. Quickly.
Is it down a hallway? Insight check, basically.
I'm not doing it exactly by the map, but they are pointing to a room that you did not visit before. And I'm doing this a little abstractly because it's probably not what the map says, but...
May I insight check this, though? Check my instinct. Should we trust the ghost children of the Death House?
They were the only ones in here that were in any way any close to kind.
You try to possess us.
You can roll
just
a...
kid.
Not me.
You can roll a persuasion. I mean insight, if you want.
5. Totally trust them.
All right, let's go.
You can see like worry in their eye, like fear.
We do have their bones. They're not going to let us stay here with them. So yeah, we'll follow them in.
I know a shorter way.
Listen, yeah,
quickly before the house collapse.
We're trying.
Let's go.
All right.
Hut.
It'll take you to what Sorry, I forget exactly where this is on the map, but it seems to be like a storeroom, and they point upwards to a trap door.
If that goes to outside the house, just outside, I will be so angry. We went through this already.
It leads to the first. It leads to the first floor.
So way down here the whole time.
Thorne goes, it's not our fault you didn't explore. Like adventurers are supposed to. He doesn't say that.
Somebody take point.
What do you do?
We're gonna go down the trap door, are we?
Gonna go up the trap door.
Up the trap door.
Options are going down at this point.
It's gonna take a moment for you to undo the latches, because it was locked from this. It was like barred from this side. Give me another dexterity saving throw.
So we don't fall off the ladder.
Oh, Minerva's got some some quick fingers.
13 for Ramya.
Vio, you take one bludgeoning damage as a little nail hits you on the head.
Ah!
Right into your brain.
1 second.
Oh, good. Nowhere of value.
After a moment of filling with the lock screws, you're able to undo it. You push it open, and you find yourself in the remember that room with the wolves? With like the stuffed wolves, maybe only Horace saw that part, but
no, Groot was there too.
You all went in.
I think Romano was there. Romeo.
Yeah, Groot. When you put your head through, you see those three stuffed wolves, like are all facing the trap door, like they're about to pounce on you, even though they're still. But that's what you're greeted with. You can immediately, what was silent before, like the rain and the thunder, is suddenly like just like right. It's like storming outside. It's bad. I don't know if I can find
I got a pretty good thunder sound there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a repeating one. Oh well. But push aside the wolves, you all make your way up. And you can see from the windows, the flesh tendrils that were blocking your way are just all decaying and melting and like just turning into piles of blood. And Thorne and Rose, there's a little bit of excitement because they haven't been out of their room in like hundreds of years. They're like, the front door, quick.
So yeah, run towards the front door.
Ramya follows.
So does Minerva.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Pretty much.
Right, as you run through the front door, this mansion, you know the scene in Poltergeist when the house like implodes in on itself?
Yep.
Mostly know it from the Simpsons horror movie.
Yeah, remember the Simpsons? Treehouse of Horror? this house just begins to implode in on itself. Like, it was like a black hole in the middle of it. And you just hear this, like, woman laughing as Elizabeth, like, brings the whole thing down. And you're, like, running across, like, the remains of the fleshy bits of Walter. And then just all of a sudden, it's like, just stops. And it's silence. You're just left there in the rain. And there's just what seems like an endless pit where the house used to be.
Well, I think it's safe to say that house isn't hurting anybody else anytime soon.
That was wild.
I'm so tired. We went here originally to go to sleep. But I'm also full of adrenaline, so I'm not tired. But also, Damn that, Sir Horace. What a little jerk.
He was a bit of a... he was a bit of a horrible person. Horrible. And I'm glad he is dead.
That's putting it pretty lightly right now.
I am biting my tongue.
One thing you all immediately notice when you actually hear, one, the fog that was present before you enter the house is like as dense as ever around you. But there are no signs of Daggerford. In fact, you're seen to be in the middle of a clearing in a thick woods, thick dark woods.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Where is everything?
I guess we're not getting any sleep tonight.
Rosenthorn look around. It's like, oh, I haven't seen the woods in... I don't remember when. Saying, it's like we are home. Barovia. I thought we left it somehow, but here it is.
But what, Via?
Thorn goes, I haven't played in the trees in so long. Can we play?
Go on, little guy. Pretty sure you can.
He starts, like, just running around.
Does he try to climb the tree, but just, like,
yeah, you can't. And he goes, what do you mean you haven't heard of Barovia? It's where we live.
We were from Daggerford, and that's where we were until we weren't.
Barovia. That's nowhere on the Sword Coast that I'm aware of. Must be a small settlement somewhere.
It is a name that you heard on within the house. It was on a
a couple of the papers.
Yeah.
Saying,
but we didn't know geographically where they were, is my understanding.
And like Rose goes into her like, you know, little girl that's a little bit too smart. It's like, well, it depends on which Barovia you're talking about. The town of Barovia may not be that big, but the land of Barovia is the entire valley. She kind of points like past the woods. You just follow the old Slavish road. Slavish. Svalich. Svalich Road.
Cobblestone.
Svalich Road. So we follow the Svalich Road through the woods.
Is it yellow?
That's where you'll see the gates. Then you'll be in Barovia.
Would you like us to bury your bones in the woods?
Thorn goes, we have to find the perfect place. And he points to a, in the distance, he goes, over there. And Rose goes, oh, yeah, by the tower. Mother didn't like it when we played there, but we liked it ever so much.
That sounds like the perfect place, dudes.
And like you kind of look in the distance, and there is a seems to be a abandoned watchtower. Saying as long as we're far away from the house.
Groot's gonna go over and start burying the bones.
Minerva's gonna be with him. For it, but also to look at the watchtower. Is there a door and is it locked?
The door like is unlocked. It's obviously been abandoned for a long time. Say they told us never to go in here because it could collapse at any second.
That's fair, yeah.
I don't think it'll be a problem for you anymore.
Rose looks a little upset. She goes, I left my spell book in the house, in the attic.
That's okay. You don't need a spell book for those cantrips you knew. Show me one of those cantrips. Kind of like kneel down to eye level with him.
Sorry I yelled at you before.
It's okay. It's understandable. Just never do it again.
Thorn goes, Rose, I'm tired. Rose goes, I'm tired too. I don't remember what it was like to be tired before. Thorn goes, can we go to sleep now? And he kind of looks at you four.
I think you've earned it.
I will nod.
Yes, I think you should have a bit of a rest.
40 winks.
They like, kind of like lay down next to the little grave that you made where you put the bones. And Thorn goes, do you think Daddy will be there? Rose goes, hope Miss Claire's there. And her baby. Baby was so cute. Thorn goes, maybe I'll be able to hold the baby. And he kind of just drifts off, like his voice kind of drips off as his body kind of fades away. And Rose, like fighting off the urge to sleep, goes, thank you.
You're welcome. Now have a good night.
See you in the morning. She kind of drifts off, and she kind of their bodies kind of like turn to mist, and they kind of join the fog that surrounds you.
You know, a lot of really bad stuff happened in that building, but seeing those two ghosts possibly move on or rest or whatever makes it feel like it wasn't all failure.
If some good can come out of it, then maybe that's a win.
Gru, you feel the amber shard kind of like burning in your hand.
Whoa, 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 whoa. And then kind of like drop it out in the ground.
Drop it on the ground. And when it hits the grass, it just kind of turns to dust and shatters.
Well, I guess that's one less thing I gotta carry.
Gru, do you think Deez could go up in the tower and maybe see what's in there?
I, like, sure, yeah. Like, hey, you... Deez!
Yep, you can use a wild shape to cast Find Familiar and see through his eyes.
Okay, will do. That's my last wild shape for a bit, but I'm thinking it might be worth it.
So at this point, because of all the timey-wimey stuff, you can tell it's like the middle of the night. But Deez has sharp eyes.
Yeah.
Climbs to the top of the tower. You know, puts his hands, little squirrel hands to his eye, paws to his eyes, and like does look out pose. And you see through his eyes is like, for the next few miles, it's just this dark woods. But you do see large stone gates a few miles in the distance.
Like a couple miles, that's like not that long to walk when you think about it. Do you see anything in the building as they're walking around? I know it's an abandoned building, but...
Yeah, like, just maybe some old rusted pieces of armor, like, that's been there for a very long time. Some old rusted weapons, but, like, nothing of value.
Alright, so, like, honestly, we just walked that direction, like the kid said. And we should be at least with people... Question mark.
Can I at least get our bearings on where we are?
Barovia, apparently.
I think that might be a little bit easier to do in the morning.
Yeah, alright. Let's, like, curl up.
Set up some camp, and maybe...
a bit of a rest.
Alright, with, you're able to take a long rest in this strange...
Yay!
Strange new world you seem to find yourself in, now that Daggerford has been left behind.
A strange new world.
Place where gore attacks you.
And you shall all level up.
Oh! Boom. So, Ramaya is going to take a level in Barbarian.
Okay.
Are you qualified for this?
Yeah, she doesn't have the strength. She can't.
Right, Steph, have you thought at all about which subclass you wanted?
No.
Of course not.
Of course not.
So I think what we talked about is the artillerist. Where you get like a arcane cannon, basically, that can follow you around.
Oh, yeah, that was... So, as of that conversation, it's remained the same.
Yeah. Just to remind you, one gives you a battle pet companion. The other gives you a magical suit of armor that you can, like, use as range or as melee. The artificer, artillerist will give you the arcane cannon, and then there's a alchemist. Where you can mix potions and you get, like, a lot more spells.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I was going... Although, the caustic brew was very helpful.
Yeah.
There, but I feel like having still, an actual...
You'll still have that, but...
Yeah, just saying I probably won't get as much more things like that if I go with the...
You'll still get some spells, but... I think the theme of yours is either the artillerist or the battle pet.
Yeah, because it's more of a tinkerer person, not so much of a chemist.
Yes. Yeah. How about you, Vio?
I think it's College of Swords. I forget.
Okay. Don't have to decide right now, but
Swords Bard is fun.
It's probably one of the best bard classes overall.
I prefer that one too. It's basically trying to give bards a little bit of battle master.
Yeah, so there is one. I think bard. The College of College of something. Valor. Yeah, it turns you a little more into a tank, I think.
Yeah.
Ramaya is already the dragon blood. Groot's already that, yep. That is where we'll call for tonight.
Woo, boss fight.
I look around, is there any scarecrows nearby?
No scarecrows, Mark.
Oh, okay.
And there won't, there'll never be one.
Never, ever, ever.
And again, sorry, I have turned on notifications for phone calls and instant messages.
I'm going to ask to set timers for those forgetful.
You know how good I am with timers.
Well, you can set one on your phone. You can, or your if you have an Echo.
Yeah, I can set an alarm.
Okay.
In advance.
I mean, it's fine. We
were just shocked that like 40 minutes before the game started, you're like, I'm here, and then. Then 40 minutes go by and you're gone, and we're like, "What happened? Is it something horrible, or did you fall asleep?"
Oh, I got distracted.
That happened.
What were you doing? You can tell us.
Make a pizza roll.
I was watching. I was watching Groundhog Day.
Well, it's a pretty good movie, so it's okay.
And it is Groundhog Day.
Oh yeah, it is.
All right. That concludes the first act, Persistrod.
surprised at like how like act like again I said this before, but it's like actually scary. This stuff's happening. Like it's not so much that I don't want to play it anymore. It's well, very much like
this one definitely leaned into like the horror elements. So
yeah.
Set a little bit of expectation. This was definitely like not indicative of the entire adventure. You know, this is like a little bit of a dungeon crawl. A lot of it's going to be really RP based, with the occasional like monster and boss fight, and every once in a while we'll get like an area like this we'll have to explore. So I think the writer of the revised module said like you can go two or three sessions without combat in some areas.
It happens. That's good. Joe, you'll have to give me my Scarecrow character sheet. You'll probably take me off for Maya, too.
Okay, so that's what we'll do to celebrate this. And I'll wait till next time.
Okay. That's fair.
What Scarecrow?
I meant Bun's default silhouette.
Alright. Thanks, everyone.
Perfect. Thanks, Joey.
We'll get your artillerist stuff set up and everything next week, or next time we play.
I'm looking at it, and I got a flamethrower, is what I'm seeing.
Yep.
That's the important part.
Yeah, you choose between like a cannon, a flamethrower, or a protective shield.
The protector probably would make more sense, but a flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
It's just fun.
I'm just thinking about that, like a horde of zombies, you know?
Yeah, just...
You have to tell me if you want to make it look like anything. Because it can have legs and move around.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to think about that. Right now I'm thinking like it kind of like moves like a gecko or a snake, and then it'll like pop into place and lock when it's about to shoot, but it like moves kind of like a snake when it's going around.
It's kind of neat.
I just feel like that'd be just awful. Can it talk just really quickly? Because it's not a steel defender.
No, but like I'm willing to, you know, make little...
It doesn't have to.
Like a parrot kind of thing where it just has like minor things it can say.
Yeah.
Maybe it like it like shoots fire like certain amounts. It's like smoke signals, but it's like two for yes, one for no or something.
Blinks.
Blink space just like flickering fire.
Mother, who am I?
Like you start the fires.
You got the butter.
Get the butter. Oh.
I got the marshmallows.
I played a little bit of artillerist in one game, and it's just fun to have a little robot that shoots laser beams.
Yeah. I feel like the flamethrower is... So is it... Because it says it's a ranged spell, but specifically a force ballista is what you're looking at for the...
And you can change it. I think every long rest you can change it.
Yeah. Oh, that one is not permanent.
Yeah.
That's great.
You don't have to pick one. You can pick one based on the day.
Oh man, today feels like a flammable day. Today feels like a day where I need to feel safe. Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Yep.
I'll look up the thing because I have stuff where I can do tools, and I've got new magic, including... Wow.
Yeah, you probably get a couple new spells.
I got Shield and Thunderwave, so I think that's pretty good, because it pushes people away, right?
Thunderwave, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Alright.
It definitely hurts. Thunderwave might be the one that... No, Thunder, like, clap. I think it's the one that surrounds
that's a really
you.
Loud
Thunderwave,
one.
Thunderwave wave is away from you, so yeah, I think you're good.
Okay, well, I'll look into it, and then some of the ones I have later seem pretty intense. I'll get Fireball, but,
get Fireball?
At 9, but, like, I don't need to, but Scorching Ray sounds hilarious, and Shatter does, too. That'll be level 5, so, alright, cool. I will look into this more, And I want to start using my infusions a bit more, so.
Yeah, right now it's on your...
Those are fun.
It's on your crossbow and on your armor, I think.
Yeah, so I have repeating shot that I never used.
No.
Well, you were.
Constantly using it because it... Otherwise, you have to spend your bonus action to reload a crossbow.
Okay, cool.
In the other game.
You got crossbow expert, so lets you ignore the loading.
Yeah. All right. And, he gave you a plus one, too. But you can always give them to other people, too, so.
Cool.
So, like, you can give Romaya the plus one spell focus, for example, so that they get plus one to attack rolls or whatever. The idea is you can buff yourself or you can buff other party members. But, alright. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joey. I just really buff.
Buff.
Yeah, you just get super buff. Alright, see you guys later.
Yeah, have a good night. Bye.